Is it a tradition here on First Sunday for us to hear from people in the congregation whose lives are being changed? And so this morning we have asked Jerry Lee Fields if she would come. Her and I were part of a class quite a few months ago, and she shared a prayer that she had written during the course of that time. And so I asked her if she'd come and share some of that prayer with you.
Hi, Crossroads family. My name is Jerry Lee. I began attending the Celebrate Recovery program at the Crossroads Church in November of 2011. The CR program was a life-changing experience, and the biggest lesson for me was learning how to surrender my life and will over to Jesus. Several months after attending Celebrate Recovery, I wanted an even deeper relationship with Jesus. So I joined a group here studying the Holy Spirit. This was an in-depth study of the book Forgotten God by Francis Chan. This book inspired and profoundly changed my life by helping me realize how much Jesus really loves me by dying on the cross for me and my sins, and placing the gift of the Holy Spirit in my heart. Because I wanted to publicly show my faith in Jesus, I was baptized that summer on July 29th in the pool out back. That was a joyful day for me. I also attended an incredible day-long retreat here called WOW, Heart Ministry for Authentic Women, with Jody Greenstreet. Something profound happened to me that day. I realized that I could continue to hide, or I could open my heart and eyes and say yes to the Spirit of God by walking with Him and being with Him. God has the master plan. What is He calling me to do? I travel about 40 miles round trip once or twice a week to attend the Crossroads Church, and it has been so worth it. If you'd have told me 3 years ago that my life would change so dramatically by following the Lord, I would have been so skeptical. I'm a new person because Jesus really loves me and wants me to be the person He created me to be. It's truly amazing how Jesus has changed my life. I praise and thank the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart and soul for all that He's done for me. I commit to You, Jesus, my love and devotion. This fall, I attended a group called Spiritual Practices here at the Crossroads, which was another amazing group. I learned in this group how to be more present with God by exploring different techniques, including meditation and listening skills, to connect more fully with the Lord. I wrote a prayer during that class, and Pastor Vinny asked me to read it today. Psalm 30, 1 through 4. I will exalt You, O Lord. I sing praises to You, O Lord. I lift You up and rejoice with joy and happiness in You, O Lord. I admire Your courage and love. I haven't realized up to now how truly amazing Your commitment to the Christians and believers of the Word is. You are truly a great God, and I cannot imagine or even fathom Your greatness. For You lifted me out of the depths. Wow, You saved my life. How can I thank You, Jesus? I'm a new person, and I'm so grateful You brought me to the Crossroads Church, where I have received unconditional acceptance. You brought me out of the depths of despair, which included self-hate, worry, anxiety, and loneliness, into a life so full of Your love and unconditional acceptance. You have blessed me, Jesus, with so many nice people in my life and great friends. Thank you so much, Jesus. I love you. And did not let my enemies gloat over me. I can let go of my anger and resentments one day at a time. I can believe in your work in me and do your will, Jesus, because the enemy doesn't have a hold on me anymore. I can really hear you by trying to listen and keep my tongue still and my mind quiet. I can trust in your will and path for my life. Lord, my God, I call to you for help. How did you hear me, God? I was wrapped up in so much worry and anxiety. I was so sad and lonely. My self-hate consumed me. But somehow you found me, Jesus. You used my cousin Janet to lead me to the Crossroads Church. Thank you, dear Lord and Jesus. I'm so grateful. Thank you for putting the Holy Spirit inside of me to help me believe. You have always been here helping me, Lord. And I couldn't see it before, but now I see it so clearly. I am so blessed. And you healed me. My self-hate is gone. My bipolar disease is gone. My loneliness no longer exists. My worry and anxiety no longer consumes my life. My fear of people is being healed one day at a time. I am working on my self-centered ways, trying to be a better listener, and I'm being healed one day at a time. My food addiction is being healed one day at a time. My spending addiction is being healed one day at a time. My gossip is being healed one day at a time. My talking too much is being healed one day at a time. My trying to control others is being healed one day at a time. Oh Lord, you brought me up from the grave. I can now see it so clearly, Lord. I was living in the grave of my own making. I was so alone without you. I was so alone without friends or family. No one really loved me in my family of origin. This is an existence not worth living. My self-hate was like being dead because it ate me up inside until I didn't want to live. I was living a very sad existence full of worry and anxiety without you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me from my own death. Thank you for giving me such great friends at the Crossroads Church. And for all their support, thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful to the Crossroads Church for helping me. I'm so grateful to the Crossroads Church for teaching me about you, Jesus. Saying thank you is just not enough. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone here, thank you. I'm so grateful. You spared me from going down into the pit. My life is worth it. I'm worth it to you, Jesus. I'll never be so low again. I'll never see the pit again. Sing to the Lord, you saints of His. Praise His holy name. You love everyone, Lord, with a passion that is incomprehensible. I praise you and I want to create an even deeper relationship with you, dear Jesus. I'm going to watch my tongue and use my listening ears so I don't miss what you want to say to me. A relationship with you means more than everything else in my life. You are number one. I love you, my dear Father in heaven, and I will strive to make you proud. My heart is open to trusting you and letting you be in the driver's seat. Has my control of people, places, or things worked in my life? No. I couldn't fix myself, and I cannot fix anyone else. My job is to listen to you, Lord, so I can love and support others and become the person you created me to be. I now know I'm okay just the way I am. I have gained the confidence within myself only through your love and acceptance of me. I am truly grateful, dear Lord. Thank you so much. I end with Psalm 30:11-12. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever.